Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of September 26th, 2011. Encrypted news: on the heels of a Loch Ness Monster photograph discussed last week, there is now a sonar capture that was photographed by a pleasure boat captain. Marcus Atkinson snapped the photograph with his cell phone while his boat was idling near Irocart Castle. The only experts that have commented on the photograph has been Nessie experts, who claim, obviously, that this is the real deal and cannot be explained otherwise. Atkinson snapped the photo of the sonar screen as a thin object appeared to be moving, and he wanted to document it. The Animal Planet show Finding Bigfoot recently wrapped up filming in Calgary, Canada, in the Banff area, where Todd Standing and his Sylvanic group made numerous claims about Bigfoot sightings, close-up photographs, and more. While nothing was mentioned about what was filmed, the story sounded to be nothing more than another trip into the woods with nothing to show for it. Finding Bigfoot's new season premieres on October 15th. Numerous cattle have been found mutilated in Argentina, and of course, many locals are pointing to the famed Chupacabra as the cause. Many have reported a large dog-like creature instead. Strangely, with many of the carcasses, there has been partially missing jaws, removed eyes, tongue, and sex organs, all with minimal or no blood loss. Also interesting about these attacks is that no alarm was noted by other dogs, and no tracks were found coming to or going away from any of the bodies recovered. In UFO news, recent sightings of UFOs around Lake Erie has led to the possible belief that there is a potential UFO base in the lake itself. On September 17th, there was a pair of witnesses that saw strange orange lights in western Erie County in Pennsylvania. There have been numerous sightings all along the Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania borders of Lake Erie, and even reports of underwater UFOs. Okay, it's time to play the other card. There have been numerous UFOs over Lake Erie videos pushed by a few people. These videos are typically nothing more than air traffic waiting to get into Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. I grew up in the same area as most of the videos that are labeled UFOs over Lake Erie, filmed near the Cleveland area, and I have seen the same lights for a number of years and have been able to positively identify them as jet aircraft. The same can probably be said of many of the other sightings, as there are a number of large airports close to the lake. An underwater UFO base in Lake Erie? Not likely. Lake Erie is the shallowest of the Great Lakes, with an average depth of only 62 feet. The deepest part of the lake sinks to 210 feet, and there's not been too many documented UFO reports in that area. Other than dozens of scattered shipwrecks, there's really nowhere to hide under the lake. In other news, the long-standing thought that the speed of light is the fastest speed anything can travel has just been challenged by the scientists at CERN. The scientists at the world's largest physics lab noted that neutrinos that were sent from Geneva, Switzerland to Italy arrived a little earlier than planned. The neutrinos arrived 60 billionths of a second early from their 454-mile underground trip, making scientists wonder if they missed some data along the way. The find has been asked to be scrutinized by other scientists, but if it holds up, science will change as we know it, and the theory of special relativity will be squashed, and so much for the famous E equals mc squared formula brought forth by Albert Einstein. New theories will then have to emerge from somewhere, and science will begin to change. And lastly, the Paranormal News Insider is now on Facebook. The site will not replace the news feed, but will provide some behind-the-scenes information, as well as some stories that didn't make the cut. Find the link on the main page of paranewsinsider.com and like us. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Comments or questions can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on SharkRadioNetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.